Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast here in the United States. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Mexico, welcome. Welcome unto you, India, Iraq, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast. To those of you in Algeria, Philippines, welcome. And to every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. And as we await for my brother Robert Gross to join me, wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, you have blessed us on this day to come together. We're so grateful, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Father, we ask that you would bless our mouths to bring glory and honor to your name. And Lord, bless those that are listening, Lord God, that, Father, they can be touched by your spirit. Father, help us to rightly divide your word and give your word unto your people. And Father, we will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Bless, brother. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Joining. And we once again been given a day by the Lord to tag team and not only giving the gospel and giving this word of truth, but also tag team on continually putting some pain on that devil.
Amen.
I am so happy that God has opened up the door for us to do this thing. Praise be to God. I know he ain't happy, which I don't care. But thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we've been given such an opportunity. Good to hear from you, brother.
Good to hear from you.
It's a blessing, you know, that we've been able to continually do this. I know not only me, myself, and I'm not trying to glorify the devil, but you as well, more or less have faced retaliation from the enemy. Because of what we're doing. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. So we're going to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And
Amen.
We thank God for the word of the Lord. I open up with prayer. I want to go into scripture. And as I go into it, then I'm going to turn over into the hands of my brother. Tonight we are on part 6. After this part, Lord, say the same. We'll have one more part before we go on to a new section. Part 6, the falling away evil practices. And we have been talking to you about the early church and answering the question that many may have. If y'all are all in Christianity serving the same God, then why are y'all so separated? And why so many different kinds of you all, okay? And 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 answers that by letting you know one of the things that happened, that was a falling away.
Amen.
And we have been looking in this section about one of the things that contribute to that falling away. Once again, the falling away is dealing with where the people who's supposed to be of the Lord detracted from truth. they got to a point where they renounced the faith of Christ Jesus and abandoned loyalty to him. And so
Amen.
We've been looking at one of the contributing factors is the evil practice or their walk. And we saw, and I want to say to those of you that's listening, maybe you're a first-time listener, we want to encourage you, if you're listening on this page here, you can hit God's Word to Man logo. I believe it's on your left. It should see episodes and click on episodes. Once you get finished listening to this, and go back and listen to the other five. You know, when you come in a middle or the end of a teaching, it's hard for you to grasp the whole subject at hand. So that's why I always encourage people to start from the beginning and work your way up. So you, as you listen tonight, we want to encourage you to go back to listen to the first five parts. Now, we've been talking about, my brother and I, and sharing this information with you, and even in going to Scripture, and one of the things we've been talking about that was a contributing factor was the evil practices. In other words, we're talking about the walk of the people, or in other words, how they lived. And many of in the early church, they begin to live in a disorderly fashion, just like today, okay? Amen. So what you see in today is what many were doing in the early church. Now, I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and looking at verse 20 and 21. And after this, I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother as we continue to talk about the walk of the early church. Amen. And how that they got away from walking in holiness. Now, I know some of you may have frowned up when I used the word holiness. You know, we really ain't got no business frowning up. I mean, if you're really for Christ and you're being preached to about holiness, you should be saying, yes, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to walk in holiness. But if you're sitting up there frowning and you got to be looking all in the air and you got this attitude like, hey, I could be somewhere else other than here, then something's wrong with your spirit, okay? Because a true believer ain't going to be acting like that, okay? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, last two verses in that chapter, 20 and 21. Now, look what Paul said. Now, if any of you know about concerning the Corinthian church, they were carnal Christians, okay? They had at one point accepted Christ as Lord. But I'm going to be honest with you. They were some rough people, okay? Hey, we got to be real about it. They was a rough people. Paul had to go there. He had actually, officially, the Bible only got records two, but actually he wrote like three epistles to Corinthians, okay? And them folks there, you know, Paul told me one part of Scripture, man, y'all walk as mere men, okay? In other words, you walking in the natural according to the flesh. So in verse 20, Paul said, for I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envies, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, and tumults. Now, let me stop there for a minute. This is a list of stuff that was going on among supposed to be believers. I know y'all keep hearing me stress on that, and it's very important why I'm stressing on it, because some of you might read this and say, boy, them sinners was cutting up. No, he wasn't addressing them sinners, okay? He was addressing people who supposed to have been born again, who supposed to had at one point accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, but they was walking according to their flesh, okay? Now, he lists some of these things here, like he lists debates, which we define in, and I'm going to encourage you all to go back to listen to part 5 and 4. We define from, I think that was in Book of Romans, chapter 1. He also lists in here envyings, okay? According to the Greek word for envyings here, it means that they was in pursuit of something out of jealousy. What? wait a minute, no, not the Christian. Out of jealousy, you in pursuit of something because you jealous of someone else? Amen.
Okay.
You got today some Christians, quote, trying to run with the Joneses. I know many of y'all heard that phrase before, okay?
Amen.
They're trying to get up and get as many cars as someone else and trying to be high class or someone else. Well, guess what? During this time, there were some supposed to be Christians acting like that, according to Paul, envious. Then he mentions wrath. Wrath, according to the Greek word, means strong, vengeful anger or indignation where you are breathing hard. You know, you ever see somebody so mad that they start breathing hard? Amen. Well, that's what Paul said, how they got wrath, okay? Vengeful anger. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to the Voshita. Glory. Now, remember, what we're defining you happened back then is going on today. Vengeful anger. Want to get some vengeance back. So angry, you're blowing hard. You know, like I said, you've seen plenty of people, when they've been mad, you could tell when they just mad. Now, to me, you know, you got mad, you got anger. And, you know, all of us at one point have gotten mad at something. But when you at a point that you so angry, you huffing and puffing strong, you pass mad, okay? You at that type of anger right there where you about to do something, okay? Especially if someone does something to you, you about to take some vengeance. Well, that's what was going on with them, okay? Then he mentions strife. And the Greek word strife means intrigue in a secret schemes or plots involving factions or parties or groups, even as Webster defined as within a government or that is often contentious or self-seeking. In other words, there were some cliques in the church, okay? And they were plotting and scheming. Well, let's be real. Glory to God. Let's be real about it. It's going on today. You can see it. If you was a fly on the wall, just stand out and just look. You can see cliques in the church. You can see how they plot. You had people in the church that were plotting and scheming in groups.
Amen.
Amen. Paul named it. He said strifes. Glory to God. He mentioned backbitings. We define that in whisperings. He also mentions swellings. Swelling? What is swellings? Well, the original Greek word for swellings means inflation, that is haughtiness. Now, when you think about inflation, think of a balloon. When you put air in it, it's inflated. That means it's getting bigger and bigger. Paul let you know that's how the people became. They were becoming prideful. Amen. Swelling up.
Amen.
Then he mentions tumults. Tumults is disorder. A lot of disorder. Once again, some of y'all listen and say, man, that just sounds familiar. It should sound familiar. It's going on today. You got a bunch of disorders in the church services. People just doing whatever, okay? Let's get real. Let little Bobby, little Susie, the little kids run all over the place while preaching going on. I know some of y'all don't like what I said. I love you. But let's get real. This is the honest truth, okay? Won't control your kids. You're doing whatsoever to disrupt the service. You're not following the order of God and how you're dealing with addressing people. Even your disagreement with your pastor. You want to rise up and tell him straight to his face while he's preaching, you're wrong in front of everybody. Come on. Well, guess what? That was going on in the church even in Paul's time.
Man.
See, this teaching and preaching, this is where you get many people start getting quiet. Okay. They start getting quiet like, okay, Okay, I wish he'd go on to something else. You know, I really don't want him to be talking about this. But we have to talk about this because these was contributing things that contributing factors that took part in dealing with the falling away where the people turn away from the truth.
Man.
Verse 21, he said, "And lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall be well," in other words, mourn, "many which have what? Sinned already." And get this, he didn't stop there. He said, "and have not repented." Uh-oh. Remember what I was telling you when we was in Romans 1, when it said that the people were filled with, and in order for you to be filled with, you had to be living it and not repenting.
Amen.
Amen. You got to listen. The word of God said all have sinned and fall short of the glory. All of us.
Yes.
But when you're walking in sin, not repenting, and you having pleasure in that, you're going to become filled with what you're walking in. Amen. And Paul said, there were those there that had sinned already and had not repented. Now, look what else he named. Repented of the uncleanness. What? Uncleanness. Which means spiritually or morally impure. Uncleanness, also get this from Romans chapter 1, involves homosexuality. God calls homosexuality in Romans 1 uncleanness.
Amen.
Come on, pastors, preachers, bishops out there. We got to quit hiding from this question. What do you think about homosexuality? Well, you know, God loves everybody. That ain't what I ask. I ask what do you say? What do you think? Well, we just want y'all to know we don't hate nobody. We ain't got to go through that kind of speech. Call it what God called it. Say, listen, I call it what God called it. I believe God know what he's talking about, and I'm in agreement with God. He says abomination. He says uncleanness. Praise the Lord. That's what we need to say instead of fumbling at the mouth, taking about 7 to 8 minutes to try to answer one question, instead of just coming straight. Listen, some things you ask requires you to come straight and answer, period. When you start fumbling around, you fumbling around because you want to dodge it. Well, let's be real about it. You fumbling around and you hoping that you are fumbling around too long that the person that asked you will go ahead and ask you another question. That's why you fumbling around, because you really don't want to answer. So he said they had not repented of the uncleanness. Uncleanness also involves what you say out your mouth. That means the folk were saying some stuff that got them in the foot. Listen, another thing of uncleanness, are you ready for this? And I know some of the people in some of these churches, especially some particular churches, and I'm not picking on them, but especially I hear a lot of Baptists, uncleanness involves cussing, okay?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Did he say that? Yep, I did.
Yes.
It involves cussing.
Amen. Thank you.
My
Jesus.
God. Because I done heard so many of them say, well, you know, it ain't nothing, that ain't nothing wrong with that word. I said, man, you cussing. What do you mean ain't nothing wrong with it? The Bible even talks about filthy communication out of your mouth. That's filthy. So the people in the church, even in that time, were saying some stuff they got no business saying, some foul stuff out their mouth.
Amen.
Uncleanness also involves a spiritual side, like bitterness.
Yes.
The Bible talks about in Hebrew 13 chapter, how the bitterness springing up defile many. The word defile means unclean. Hallelujah. And the gospel will tell you that the uncleanness, things that come out, he said that will come out of a man, makes him unclean. And he began to name it. Fornication, adulteries, and all that, okay? Yeah, they was doing this in the church at that time. And then he says, they had not repented of the uncleanness and what? Fornication. But you mean they were yes, they were. Having sex and not married.
Amen.
That sounds same like today. You know, glory to God. It had become a norm in many churches.
that the two that you see coming in there, man and woman, who sitting by each other every time in every service, who holding hands and acting a certain way that only a husband and wife do, is not married. They boyfriend, girlfriend.
Amen.
Once again, this is the kind of subject where people get quiet.
Amen.
This is the kind of subject that will make churches pick you up and throw you out the front door. Amen.
Amen.
Because they say, hey, we didn't invite you to church to preach this. We wanted you to tell us how the great and mighty God would bless us with different houses and lands and give us some coats, goats and bulls and all that. We want to hear you say that. And how money coming and waiting on me when I leave here. But you talking about some fornication and stuff. We didn't want to hear all that. Pastor, get him out of here. And they would tote you up. And let me tell you something. Many of y'all may not believe this, but you're going to see it happen over here. It's going on over in the other countries. They would literally throw you out, okay? You either get thrown out or you getting beat up and taken to jail, okay?
Amen.
They're going to start doing it over here. You just hold on. I know y'all, some of y'all saying, now, that brother Nate, there he go again. He far-fetched. I always talk with this kind of crazy stuff. Okay, we'll go ahead and call it. Call it what you want to call it. You're going to see it. Now, he said, and fornication and lasciviousness. Oh, my goodness. Ho, lack of sexual restraint. Glory to God.
Amen.
Indulging. First, it means being lustful, full of lust, indulging in sensual pleasures.
Yes.
And having complete disregard for the integrity and honor of others. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Amen. We dress and showing up everything. From our private parts all the way up. We wearing the tightest something, the shortest something, the too loose of something. We popping earrings in our ears and trying to be Mac Daddies with our shirt open and showing our chest hairs. That's what we doing.
Amen.
Amen. We so full of lust that one of the opposite sex can't even sit in service without us staring at them all day. Okay, once again, this is the type of speaking that people go silent. Okay?
Amen.
Out of the 1,000 you have in there, you might see a few hands say, amen, hallelujah. But you're going to find most of them looking at you, staring at you with this mean look on their face. Saying, I wish you just go on to something else. Amen. Glory. Being lustful. Glory to God. Halabashita. So lustful. Willing to look at pornography and willing to look at anything. Okay?
Amen.
To feed off their lust. And it's not just a lust for sex. Some of them got a lust for power.
Amen.
Want to rule over you. Want to be the big shot. Amen. They don't want to be the humble one to clean the bathroom out. They want to tell you to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Once again, just the type of speaking that draws silence. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it was happening in the church at that time, people. Paul said, man, he said, that I shall bewail many which have sinned already and have not repented. See, he didn't stop at the sinning. He said they hadn't repented.
Amen.
That means you would go in there looking at the people at the Corinthian church, you'd be like, what is y'all doing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to claim Jesus today and claim sin at the same time. Then we want to talk about the grace of God. Well, you're trying to make it look like disgrace. You want to talk about, let's talk about the grace of God. Well, we thank God for his grace. But see, people think because God shows grace, that means take advantage of God. Do you know that there are some who think that God is just a doormat? You know, when they talk about God being long-suffering and loving, let me translate that, what that means to some. Boing, take advantage of. Walk all over. Do whatever you want to do. Ain't got to be held accountable. That's what they think. Amen.
Amen.
They think that you, this is what they call love. Love to them means accept abomination and praise it. Make
Amen.
It okay. So, hey, if Deacon Jones last night, you saw him getting filthy drunk hanging out at the strip club, and he come in the next day want to give sacrament, let him give it. Because that's showing Deacon Jones love. People, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I don't serve a dumb God. I just got to be straight. I'm glad I have listened to the way people talk. Quote, church folks. And if you didn't know no better, that's why people, we'd be encouraging y'all to study the word for yourself. If you didn't know no better, you would be thinking you serving a dumb God. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you listen to the way some of the church folks talk, okay, knowing some of the stuff they're doing is just audacious, wrong, sin, iniquity, wickedness, you name it. But if you listen to the way they talk, you would think, oh, only thing I got to say is, wow, Lord, I'm sorry, just like that. Now, you have come across people. I know some of you have met in your lifetime. Have you ever met people say, I'm sorry, but you knew they wasn't? Amen. They just say, I'm
Amen.
Sorry. And you could tell, and you said, man, you ain't no better sorry than a goat is a cow. Well, see, that's
Amen.
How people treating God. They think by just saying the words, I'm sorry, that take care of it. So if I want to go out there and fool around with a prostitute, and I know I'm going to do it, I'm going to say, Lord, I'm sorry, and go and do it. Or even after I've done it, I just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Listen, our God knows everybody's heart better than they know themselves. And God knows when you truly repent and when you have it. And once again, and I'm going to get ready to turn it over to my brother in a minute, but once again, you got people who think just by saying, I'm sorry, just like that, with really no remorse. And because they think God is dumb, that God's supposed to say, oh, okay, he said I'm sorry. The Bible said God is going to judge the secrets in the hearts of men. Okay?
Yes,
that's the hidden stuff, people. The stuff that nobody else seen, but he see. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to get it by him. You can sit up there and come with that uncaring, I'm sorry, all you want to, and think that God is so dumb. He just said, well, he said the words, I'm sorry, so you okay, son? No. It got to be some sincere, heartfelt confession with repentance. Okay?
Right.
That's what got to happen. And so they were failing in that area in the church, in the early church. They were failing in that area. And one thing about it, when you don't really truly repent, the truth going to come out. I say this as I get ready to turn it over. We can tell when we truly have repented. Because when that opportunity presents itself once again, you won't be so quick to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
If you had stolen money from somebody, their purse or their water was sitting there, and you stole the money. And you knowing this thing is wrong, and you say, oh, man, I stole the money. I shouldn't do that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, with that opportunity come around again where that purse or that water is sitting in front of you, if you're so quick to grab that money again, you didn't repent. Now, I know some people might get upset at what I said on that, but that's the truth. Because God had been, you know, dealing with me at one time lately about that, the true repent.
Amen.
Okay?
Sure.
So whatever you repented of, When that opportunity comes around again and you be so quick to do it, you did not repent and not truly confess the first time. So thank God for the word. And now I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'd like to continue on that 13th of 2 Corinthians.
Amen.
Start at the first.
2 Corinthians chapter 13, started at verse 1. And the word of God says, "This is the third time I am coming to you, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent, now I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil."
Okay.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Here's another example of what we've been telling you about, okay, how the church fell away from the word of God, okay, how they began to fall away, okay, hallelujah. And I told you that they was infiltrated, okay, two ways, okay, from within and without, okay, that Nero
Amen.
Sent his spies there to infiltrate, and that of them own selves, men raised up, okay, against the word of God, okay, and they wanted to be more, okay. Satan worked in the church and worked without the church, okay. And he did this, okay, because people began to listen to him, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I told you before. This is the second verse. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present, because Paul had a great spirit of discernment, okay? Even when he wasn't there, he was there, okay? And he was there spiritually.
Amen.
A lot of times. God let him see things that people was doing. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he was talking about as if I was present, because the Lord let him see what was going on. That's how he could write these letters. The second time, and being sent now, I write to them which hitherto have sinned. Well, we're talking about people who have sinned, okay? And to all others, that if I come again, I will not spare. So he's telling you, he's not just going to whip the word on you, okay? But he's coming in the judgment of Christ, okay? And it's not going to be him judging you. It's going to be Christ that's judging you, okay? You might be dropped, okay? You might drop dead just like the two that dropped dead in Acts, okay? Yeah, because they
Amen.
Tried to deceive the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You might end up dropping dead. Thank you, Jesus. Living in your sins. Because people think they can live in their sins and get away with it, and they don't have to repent. And if they
Amen.
Repent, they repent. Like my brother just told you, they don't repent with their heart, they repent with their mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when they repent with their mouth, it's just a word, okay? I'm sorry. Just like a person say, I'm sorry, and they ain't really sorry, okay? They ain't really sorry, okay? The repentance. Because your sorrow is supposed to work repentance, okay? If it does not work repentance, it is not sorrow, and it is not repentance, because repent means to turn away from that thing that you're doing, okay? That's what the word repent means. Repent. Believe. Hallelujah. On the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, okay? That means you turn away from your sins, you turn to Christ, and you follow him, and you obey him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, you're not mine unless you obey me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he said in John. You're
Amen.
Not mine If you don't obey what I tell you to do, if you don't obey my commandments, you are not mine. You belong to that devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So you can sit there and try to withstand the man of God, okay, if you want to. And he says in the fifth verse, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. That's up to you to do that.
Amen.
Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates, okay? You should know whether Christ is in you, okay, whether he's working in you or not. And you should know whether you just yield your body to sin, okay, or to Satan, okay? And you had a moment of weakness, okay, and you said, yeah, and then you yielded to Satan, okay? We all have moments like that, okay? But
Amen.
The thing is, you can't live in those, you can't live in sin, okay? You can't walk in sin, okay? You can't be found in sin, okay, every day walking in sin, obeying the mouth of the devil, hallelujah, obeying your own flesh, hallelujah, you can't be found walking in sin, in transgressions, iniquities, okay, because if you're not walking like children of light, okay? Now let's go
Amen.
To 2 Timothy, let's go to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, 14th to 26th verse.
2 Timothy chapter 2
14.
And verse 14 to verse 26, right?
Yes.
Okay. Those of y'all listening, we're going to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 26. And the word of God says, and I'll repeat it again before I start reading, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 to verse 26. And the word of God says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word we eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have error, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having his seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. With them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Okay, brother, I'd like to go back to that 17th verse right there.
Okay.
And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred. See, these men was they were so-called Christians, okay? Saying that
Amen.
The resurrection is past already. And they were telling people that the resurrection is already past, that it ain't going to happen. It already happened, okay? And overthrow the faith of some, okay? And they overthrew the faith of people, okay, because what they were saying, okay, because of what they were subverting, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The people, they were changing the gospel, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standing sure, having this seal, The Lord knoweth them that are his, okay? So the Lord knows those that are his, okay? Now, everybody got a chance to be saved, okay? Everybody got a chance, hallelujah, to redeem themselves, okay? And to work out their salvation in Christ, okay? You have to work out your salvation. Don't you know that you have to work out your salvation in Christ? Hallelujah. That's what Colossians says. Work out your salvation. I mean, now Philippians says that you got to work out your salvation in Christ, okay? Why do you have to work out? Because it's not just given to you, okay, just because you say I'm a Christian, okay? Victory is not given to you because you say you are a Christian. You have to work at being a Christian, okay? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can't just sit back and say, hey, I ain't got to do nothing. The Holy Ghost is going to do everything for me. He's going to give me knowledge. He's going to give me understanding. That's why he's telling him, hey, study to show yourself approved. Why?
Yeah.
So that you can know how to rightly divide the word of truth, okay? And a lot of people don't know the word of truth, and they're perverting the word of truth. That's why you got all these divisions in the church, okay? Or in men's churches, okay? I say men's churches, okay? Because they belong to men. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But people get very irritated when you tell them that their church belongs to men, okay? Or the church belongs to you. That church belongs to you. You built that church, okay? Well, you might be standing on some of the principles of Christ, but that's about it. That church you built up is yours. You built it. Unless God built it, you build it in vain. Okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So don't build up a church and say, this is God's church. And you say, well, and then you put your name on it and say, I'm the founder of it. You know?
Amen.
I say, hey, this is Christ's church, but I'm the founder of it. How are you the founder of God's church? Thank you, Jesus. 20th verse says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Well, you pick the kind of vessel you want to be. You want to be gold?
Amen.
You want to be silver? Do you want to be wood? You know what happens to wood, right? It gets burned up. What happens to stubble? It gets burned up. What happens to dirt?
Amen.
It's dirt. That's all it is, okay? It's not good for anything but being dirt. 21st verse says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Purge yourself. Prove what you are,
amen.
Okay? Prove, and that means that you, in order to prove yourself, you have to go through what? Tests that God has set for you, okay? He has set tests,
amen,
for you to prove whether you're gold or silver, okay? Or whether you be a wood or whether you be stubble, okay? Because whatever your works is, that's what you are. Or what you really are is going to be burned up, okay? And it's not going to stand. You can sit there and say, well,
amen,
I'm a Christian. You can't tell me I'm not a Christian. You're not a Christian unless you live in the life that Christ told you to live. And you can fight about that all day long. Say, I am a Christian. You
amen
can't tell me I'm not a Christian. I go to church, and then you use that example. I go to church every Sunday. I don't miss no Sunday. I love to go to church. I've been going to church ever since I was a little girl. I was a little boy, okay? I've been going to church ever since, and I love to go to church. Well, that's as far as your Christianity goes, okay?
Amen.
And I'm not laughing at you, okay? I'm just laughing at how people can't tell the difference between service to Christ and service to the church, okay? And they get hooked up in the church, okay? And they say, well, I've been coming to the church all these years, and nobody told these people, hey, you got to repent of your sins.
Amen.
You got to come to church, and you ain't told them. You got, unless you repent of your sins and believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a sinner. Jew, no matter whether you're male or female, everyone has to repent. I don't care who you are. Everyone has to repent. Every man is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. And there's none of us, not one of us, that can refuse the free gift of Christ. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ said, but you can't come to him unless you unless you let him. Jesus Christ has to lead you to him, okay? But in order for Christ, Jesus Christ to lead you to him, you have to want Jesus Christ to lead you, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's go to let me see where we at. Let's go to 2 Timothy. We're still in 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, 2 to 4. 4th chapter, 2 to 4.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. The word of God said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ear from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Okay, this is what was happening back then, okay? And this is what's happening now, okay? And so people...
Amen.
They don't want to endure sound doctrine anymore. But this it says right here, be instant in season and out of season. Okay, you got to be ready at all times to speak the word of God. Okay, you're supposed to be able to reprove, hallelujah, to rebuke, to tell a person why it is that they have to serve the Lord Jesus. Okay, you have to be able to reprove Christians. People in God, you have to be able to rebuke them. You got to be able to exalt them, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all long-suffering and doctrine. With all long-suffering and doctrine, okay? Not with your own man-made doctrine, but with long-suffering and doctrine. The doctrine of Christ, okay? And that's the remember, too, we were telling you about the seven principles of Christ, okay? That the church is built upon. That's what you're supposed to teach, okay? That's the basic teaching that everybody is supposed to be built upon, okay? Hallelujah. For the time
Amen.
Will come.
Amen.
Third verse says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers. So people raise up teachers out of their own selves, okay? People that they approve of, hallelujah, with their own filthy minds, okay? Because you ain't got the right to raise nothing, okay? Your own filthy mind, your own unrepented mind, your own unrepented soul, okay? And you're gonna this is what you want. That's why people flock to churches that appeal to them. They don't go to churches that they can't say, I'm seeking the truth. I want the whole truth. I don't care if the truth hurts me. I don't care. I don't care if the truth wounds me. I want the truth. You don't see people looking for that. You see very few people actually looking for the truth, looking for a truth, the truth of God, okay? And they're not looking for standards. Yeah. People are not looking for standards these days, okay? Some are, but most aren't. You know when they're going to seek the standard? They're going to seek the standard after all this devastation hit them, after all this persecution hits America, then they're going to start seeking God like crazy. When the next thing come upon them that's worse than this coronavirus thing, okay, man, you know what they're going to do? They're going to hit the churches. They're going to hit them. They're going to hit them so hard, they're going to try to flood the churches. They're going to be seeking any kind of church that has the true gospel of Jesus. They don't care how little it is. You know how people seeking big churches now and how they like these big old choirs and stuff like that? You know, this
Amen.
Is what they seeking. The bigger the church, the better
Amen.
They like it. They like it because they can get lost. That's why people like big churches, because they can get lost.
Amen.
and the man don't know you from Adam, he knows he got a full church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this is, if this is in your heart, you, if this is in your heart that you go to church and you say, well, I'm hiding here, I'm, and I don't ever have to talk to that man, and I don't ever have to, you know, come up there, you know, and I don't never have to stay, if you don't, you ain't never driven, if this man is speaking the truth of God and you ain't never driven to go up there and say, Jesus, I repent of my sins, he ain't never spoke a word to you to cause you to repent, to cause your heart to be sorrowful. If he don't preach the blood of Jesus, and if he don't preach those things, and all he's talking about is gaining money, okay? Now, gain is not a bad thing, okay? Money is not a bad thing. I'm not saying money's a bad thing. I'm saying if all he's preaching is prosperity and gain, if this man is licking his tongue out and saying, I love money, I love money, I love it, I love it, God gave me all this, that means that I'm righteous. That means I'm holy. Because, see, all this I got, that means I'm righteous. They wrong.
Amen.
Because all those things are blinding you, okay? They blinding you and they stopping you, okay? That's the reason why the devil allows you to heaven. It was a man they was talking about on the TV today. I was looking at YouTube, right? And this
Amen.
And this big minister, okay, was telling his church that they want to get to $300 million. You know, who can say that? Okay, man, come on, $300 million. Thank you,
wow.
Jesus. $300 million, so he could do the work of God. You don't need no $300 million so you can do the work of God. Something
Amen.
Wrong there. I need 5 airplanes so I can do this. I need this so I can do that. You know, you're wrong, brothers. I don't mean to speak against my brothers, okay? You know, because the devil is our real enemy, okay? But if you yield it to the devil and you walking in the devil's footsteps and you letting the devil lead you, guide you, direct you, okay? Brother, I'm telling you this. Glory, no matter how big your church is, you're about to come down. No matter how many people you have, you're about to come down because God's about to try you, okay? And you're going to be taken through the fire, and your work's going to be burned up. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. You know, with this pandemic thing, God, a lot of people been called out on the mat, okay, because they spoke hastily, and they said, oh, we got power over this thing. You ain't got power over it unless God give you power over it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, why did the Lord allow this thing? You got to ask, why did you allow it, Jesus? And the church ain't asking
Amen.
That. Now they think they can pray it away. They think they can cast it out. They think they can make it stop because they say a prayer. You ain't gonna make this thing go away because you pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What is it that God wants to tell you? God is trying to tell you something.
Amen.
So I'm gonna give it back to my brother. Hallelujah. Take it away, brother.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the giving of the word. And I pray that you were hearing as my brother laid it down for you. That's what we're doing this day, to giving you the word of the Lord, letting you know what happened with the early church and letting you know what's going on today. It's very important for those of you that are listening. You know, some of you may still be saying, you know, I just ain't quite understanding what y'all are presenting here. Well, this is why we give scriptures and then we point you to Christ. There'll be those that's listening. We've been boosting these broadcasts, me and my brother have been doing, and there have been 50 listening on one, 58 on another, and we thank God for them listening out of other countries, Mexico and things of that nature that I've seen. And, you know, for those of you that's listening, I don't care what country you're living in, you can go to the Lord about what we're telling you. Okay, we're not on here on this broadcast that we're the ones. Listen to us, don't listen to nobody else. Don't even ask God, because we're just giving you all truth. Well, we're not presenting ourselves to you that way. In fact, we were never commissioned to present ourselves to you that way at all. We were commissioned to give you the word and let you choose. And so you can either choose to hear and take it to the Lord what you don't understand, or you can choose to say, hey, y'all just a bunch of crazy folks on here. Well, you know, that's your choice, okay? We're not going to harass you, you know. We're not going to try to hunt you down. None of that, you know, because we was not called to do that, okay? We just shake the dust off our feet and go on. You know, I know that some of you may have met some Christians out there who are pushy, you know. Hey, God have mercy on them, because they got to give an account of that to God, okay?
Amen.
Because God is not going to accept us being pushy and forceful. I don't care if we're giving the word of truth, okay?
Amen.
God wants us to freely give, but he wants the person that's hearing to freely receive. If they don't want to hear it, then we go on. Some of you need to hear this today. Some of you are dealing with some people. You've been trying to give them the word of God, and they won't hear. They pay you no attention. They go on. Well, what I'm about to say is not a message of hate. You love them, but go on. Go,
amen.
Go on. Ask God for. Listen, there are people out there, even in this nation, who would love to hear the word of God, who've been praying and said, Lord, send somebody with your word. Ask God,
amen,
where are they? And ask,
amen,
God to send you to them. You come across people, and I ain't talking about them sinners now. I'm talking about people in the church. They don't want to hear. Some of them don't want to hear. Some of them think you can't tell them nothing. All of that. Well, instead of you sitting up there arguing with them, getting your blood pressure up and theirs, and opening a door for you to say something that you're going to regret later on,
amen,
you just say, okay, well, I leave you in the hands of the Lord. I'm going on. Because,
amen,
it's a waste of time to keep coming at people that don't want to listen, don't want to hear. It's a waste of time when you got others out there who just been waiting, okay?
Amen. Yes, right.
I mean, Brother Lee talked about when they went to missionary work over there in Africa, how the people in Africa will walk for miles. When they found out you finna come and preach there, they will walk for miles with the baskets on their head.
Yeah.
We got people that won't walk for feet. It can be 1,000 feet from the church building. They're not walking. They ain't getting up, especially if it's, listen, if they put in 65 hours on the job Monday through Saturday, and they ain't getting up. No, we ain't going to church Sunday. I'm too tired, okay? I'm not going, too tired. And you better not say service start anywhere before 10 o'clock, because I definitely ain't come.
Amen.
Because that's my off day. Amen.
Yeah.
And see, people think,
amen,
God don't look at them. He does. He's looking. Listen,
yeah,
our God look at stuff that you don't think he'll look at. He's looking at it. And I thought I should give that word in there, because, like I said, some of you who may be listening, you may have been trying to teach the word to people, preach it to people, and they just letting you know out in the open. We really ain't listening to what you're saying. Some of them won't listen,
amen,
to you because they feel like you're too young, or some of them won't listen to you because they feel like you're too old. Some of them won't hear you because you ain't the right color skin. Let's get real about it, okay? Someone won't,
amen,
listen to you because they felt like they've been in church longer than you.
Amen.
Amen. You got all kinds of different reasons why people won't hear. And they have been disrespectful.
And so this is what you do. There's no need of arguing, because people make their decision. They got to answer to God. You just asked the Lord, said, Lord, I know there's some people out there. You said there's 10,000 waiting at the gate. That's what you said. Okay?
Amen.
I don't know where they at, but you know where they at. So I'm asking you to send me to them. Okay?
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Send me to those people.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something where I know personally. When God is using you to teach somebody that really wants to learn, they're going to give you their undivided attention. If you tell them,
yes,
to listen, we're going to have study at 9 o'clock, they're going to be there at 9 o'clock, okay?
Amen.
We're going to be real about it. They're going to be there at 9 o'clock, and I ain't going to say they will never miss a study, but they're going to rarely miss. They're going to rarely miss. See, you can tell the difference between people who are willing to learn and be taught and want to hear than people that don't. And sometimes people,
amen,
think by them saying words like, well, yeah, I respect you, I want to hear, they think that their actions don't show. Okay?
Amen.
If somebody hire you on a job and you're supposed to work 5 days a week, but you only showing up for work 1 or 2 days, what is you telling them? You're telling them you don't value your job. Now, just because,
right,
you didn't come out and say the words, I don't value my job, you think because you didn't say those words, you ain't saying that. Oh, your actions are saying it. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why they call you fired. Okay? That's why they call it that. Because your actions told them, I don't want my job. I don't value my job. Okay? I just really didn't care about my job. Okay?
Amen.
And that's why you find people who complaining, who been missing umpteen days, won't hardly come to work, and then when they get fired, they got to complain. Don't folk did me wrong. I don't like them. They this and that. They prejudice. They low down. They this and that. Okay, but go back and answer. How come you was only coming to work 1 or 2 days out of a week when you supposed to be working,
right,
5 days?
Amen.
See, sometimes we put our own foot in our mouth, okay, and we want to point the finger, just like you got many pointing the finger at many pastors. Now, don't get me wrong, all pastors ain't doing right, but some pastors are trying to do the best they can, okay? And some people want to point the finger at them. I ain't getting fed. They ain't feeding me. You say, oh, man, that pastor, he's supposed to be teaching and preaching. Well, I ain't getting fed. But you come to find out the same person that's complaining only come to service around a holiday. Well, how is you going to complain and say that you ain't getting fed?
Amen.
That's why you got to investigate. Sometimes you just can't jump on what everybody say. You got to investigate. Sometimes you got to ask some questions and go a little bit deeper. Because if you take what's on the surface, you be running with that pastor, that low-down pastor, he ain't doing his job. Bring him to repentance. And then when God get finished letting you do the talking, he'll turn around and say, you know what? The same person that told you about it, they don't know how to come to service. What? I didn't know that, Lord. Really? Well, how are they going to have a complaint? Okay? I said, and I wasn't intended to say this, to be honest with you. I said that to say this. We're on Blog Talk Radio, me and my brother. Brother Lee comes on, Brother Manuel, Brother Kevin Bruce. Our job, our primary job, just clear, this is why God opened the door for us to be on here, is to give the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the
Amen.
That's the primary job. To give the gospel,
right.
Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, whenever God says time up, you know, hey, no more on the broadcasting, that's when we go. But before that time, we're here. But that's why I say that, to let you know that for any that's listening, you got a free will. And if you say, hey, that brother Ronnie, that brother Nate, they just crazy. I ain't listening to that stuff. Well, that's your choice, okay?
Amen.
And we don't ask nobody on here for your address and phone number so we can harass you. We love you in the Lord, love you, okay? But we're not called to harass you.
Amen.
Now, we're giving you this information. We are making this invitation for you to hear it, search it, look it out, pray to God for yourself. We have given this invitation over and over, and we will continue to give that invitation, okay? We're going to continue to give that invitation. We're not stop giving that invitation because, listen, personally, I can't take all that pressure you rely totally on me. I'm going to just be honest with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the commander of chief is Jesus Christ, okay?
Amen.
He can take more pressure than anybody. He got everybody relying upon him anyhow, okay? All that's supposed to be Christians, he can handle that. Brother Nate and Brother Robert was not built for that, okay? We were not built for that, okay?
Nope.
Hallelujah. We just
Amen.
Built as a truck. We was not built to carry an airplane. Okay, so we just a truck.
Amen.
Amen. We love you in the Lord. We thank God for you all that have been listening. And brother, I just want to say to you, brother, I thank God for you coming on the broadcast. We've been able to tag team, you know, and get this message out. I'm truly humbled that we've been given such an opportunity by the Lord to do this. And I just want to get better in Christ. You know,
me too.
You know, just because we've given it, and I want to say this to the people also, just because we've given it, I'm not saying we're all there. Okay? We don't want nobody to be thinking that because we've given this, that we're saying we all there. God ain't had to do no more work on us or in us at all. None of that. We ain't saying that. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. We are children of the Most High God, and we are also his servants. Okay?
Yes.
And we are called of the Lord to present this word to the people. Amen. We know for ourselves, everybody ain't going to agree with it. We know for ourselves that there are going to be some that's going to get angry. Okay? Amen. You know, that's going to happen, okay? We just ask God for the grace on how to deal with certain things like that. But you're going to, as a Christian, you giving the word of God out, some people are going to hear you, some going to disagree with you, and some going to disagree with you with a strong anger, okay? Amen. Yeah. We have to ask God for his grace on how to deal with it. So on that note, I'm going to let my brother here offer up a closing prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to refer you to Colossians, the first chapter, the ninth verse, and I'm gonna pray this prayer that Paul prayed. Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Colossians, starting at the ninth verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, brethren, and to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that he might walk worthy of the Lord, to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh to death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If he continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I pray this prayer for you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. This is a good prayer. Hallelujah. This prayer is still powerful even to this day. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And I loose this prayer towards you, okay, that you should be with all that Christ wants you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you should hear, take heed to the voice of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take heed to the voice of the Lamb. Take heed to the shepherd. Hallelujah. And follow him. Don't follow me. Don't follow man. Don't follow flesh. Hallelujah. Don't lean to your own understanding, but trust in the Lamb of God. Trust in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is able to keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will come with the seventh and final part on the falling away evil practices. Praise be to God. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all of you. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. God bless, brother.
Man. God bless you, brother.